Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So Spain are champions of Europe following that 2-1 defeat of England at last night's final of Euro 2024 in Berlin. It was a fairly cagey first half, but the Spanish scored early after the break. The English substitute Cole Palmer then drew the game level. Extra time loomed until we had that 86th minute winner by Spain's Mikel Oyarzabal. Well, for their analysis, I'm joined by RTE soccer analyst Lisa Fallon and by Spanish soccer journalist and broadcaster Guillaume Balaguer. Guillaume, congratulations. I'm sure you're delighted, but given our conversation last week, I would say you're not surprised.
Well, you always have to maintain a little bit of uncertainty, but if you if this was the Eurovision contest, we would have won it by the quarterfinals, I reckon, because we certainly are not only the best story in the, or one of them in the tournament. We play fantastic football, and this is, I reckon, one of the lessons of this tournament, that we thought, or many thought, that the way to win it is to do like France, make sure you don't concede, and then just wait for a moment of brilliance, which is basically the foundation of Gareth Southgate's philosophy.
Yes.
But there are other ways.
I felt watching it in the first half that maybe Spain were a bit frustrated by England's tight defence. Did you get that sense?
I got the sense that England were playing better. And people may say, but they didn't have the ball. They didn't attack. No, but the game at that point for the first 45 minutes was closer to the game that Gareth Southgate had in his head than it was to the game that Luis de la Fuente had in his head. Mm-hmm. We just couldn't attack. We didn't know really how to hurt them. And the fullbacks of England were fantastic. And our wingers, who of course kept trying every time they had the possibility, just didn't beat them. So something had to give.
So Lisa, for you, the Spanish manager mentioned there by Guillaume, Luis de la Fuente, he was critical in the win. Tell us why.
Yeah, I think so. And I don't really think that people are talking about him too much. I think his story is fantastic. He was promoted internally from their under-21s after the World Cup in Qatar in 2022. And he had previously been their under-19s and Olympic team manager. And I think there was a lot of doubts about him initially when he was first appointed, because people thought he had very little elite level experience or club experience. You know, I just think his trajectory as a coach has been really fantastic, and it's not, you know, the normal trajectory that we see for a manager in his first campaign at senior level to win not just the Euros, but Spain also won the Nations League as well. So I think he's just been so impressive, and he tends to go under the radar. But what, and I'll, you know, allude to some of the points that Guillaume has made there, is the Spain have been traditionally known as a tiki-taki team, and the style of play that he has brought shows how versatile they are and adaptable they are, and how they can problem solve against different opposition. And yes, in the first half yesterday against England, you know, England were pretty much controlling the game without the ball, which you can do now. But what I loved was how quickly they found the solution, and immediately after start of the second half, just a positional adjustment for Lamine Yamal, where he just tucked inside and he started to play in between Shaw and Gehi, and neither of them really knew how to deal with it. And very quickly, they had found the space, penetrated and scored. And they had a really big chance again, just almost like within 120 seconds after that. I think it was Dani Olmo again. And it was come from the same thing, that just occupying and starting in that space. So tactically, I think he's so shrewd. But I love the way, you know, they've a more traditional Emirato, more traditional number nine. They score goals in different types of ways. They can break teams down. They can play the really nice football, the quality in final third. They've players who can go 1v1, the technical quality in midfield. They can get players forward from midfield. And also, they can be direct. They score goals from crosses and set pieces. And I just really like what he's done with the team. And I just don't think people have really talked about him very much.
Well, surely now, Guillaume, he's going to get the credit because he's going home with the silverware, right?
Yes. And what a wonderful summary of what has happened and of his leadership. I will only add one thing. He has clearly created an atmosphere of creativity and bravery that players love and helps them be the best they can be. So they obviously, within an order, know that they can do things like, I don't think I've seen very often. So you've got Lamine Yamal and Nico Williams, the wingers. They cannot be the fullbacks. So they swapped. Or they came inside, and at points they were in the same wing. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, let's try to create superiority in one of the wings. Let's get together, see what happens. But that comes from a cultural foundation, if you like, of the team, in which it was like, if it works for you, if you think that's the thing to do, you have the intelligence to do it, and you have the permission to do it. And that mixed with what you've been saying, the versatility of the team. Just the adaptability to whatever problem there is, just allows Spain to go a step further than anybody else.
Yeah, they're a lethal combination, and they're lethal for other teams now because they're so young. I mean, we know that Yamal is 17, Williams is 21, but you've got a lot of other really good players who are only 19, 20, 21, 22. I mean, there's a long way that this team could go.
Yes, let's see if we go from this, kind of let's get on the pitch and see what happens. Let's go for it. Let's attack. Let's be brave. If that keeps being the case in the future, because now we are at the top, teams will face us in a different way. And for as long as we can just go out, enjoy ourselves and try things, even if you don't win the World Cup next or the European Championships, it will represent a way of football that we will all embrace because it really goes beyond football. It's just the style for sure and the mental strength. We were playing in Wembley. It was Wembley yesterday. There's 50,000
yes.
English people.
Well, it sounded like it. You know, 10,000. Even watching it at home, it just sounded like an England home game, as you say, like a Wembley game. It's extraordinary.
Yeah. There are reasons for it, but we were outnumbered 5-1. There was also the injury to Rodri. There was conceding the goal so late in the game, but there was the mental strength. We adapted to whatever the game required. We were, in a way, trying to do things that we didn't expect, with the players we didn't expect. Rodri goes through, Zubimendi comes in, and he drives with the ball forward. He doesn't normally do that, but there is that permission to do it. But as I said, it goes beyond football, the success of this, and why, say, a generation that have completely missed football, guys and girls 16 to 20, they're back into football. They love what they're seeing.
Game, who was booing Kukure? I know it had to do with the handball alleged against Germany that wasn't pulled by the ref, but I just felt very sorry for him because every time he got the ball, he had to have been distracted by that because it was a takeover noise in the stadium.
It was the Germans and
the neutrals.
And so you could calculate. Yes, and they blame him for something that obviously he didn't do, which is to decide that there wasn't a penalty when we played Germany. It isn't a penalty, by the way, and that really annoys them. The referees, I don't know if you remember, the arm was stretched on the side of his body and the ball hit him inside the box. And because it wasn't just by the body, many people feel that they should have been given a penalty. But the referees told the teams and put a video of it, if this happens, similar situation to Cucurella, it will not be a penalty. And yet, as you said, he's the nicest guy. Doesn't deserve any of this.
Look, I just feel it's very difficult for somebody, you know, when they're out there on a pitch trying to play in a game like that and they're just being booed out of it every time they get a touch off the ball. Lisa, a listener wants to know who you thought would win the Euros yesterday.
I thought it would be between France and Portugal, to be honest. And the reason being, I obviously haven't seen France in the World Cup over in Qatar. I was over that tournament and I just felt the quality in the squad, and they were so close to beating Argentina that day. You know, the difference in the Martinez save from Kolo Muani. But again, what I thought was interesting, I actually covered the Spain and Croatia game at the very start of the tournament, and Spain really caught your attention. Mm-hmm. Just the way that they played and how they dismantled, you know, a really good Croatia team. And so I think once you see the teams, it's hard to predict beforehand because there's so many teams that you think could do it. But I think Spain, as their trajectory grew throughout the tournament, you're seeing different styles of different teams. And then when it comes into the business end, that's when you see who can find the solutions when the margins are smaller and you're against world-class players.
And listen, so, just a quick one to finish, Lisa. David Baddiel was on BBC Radio 4 this morning. People will know he wrote the Football's Coming Home song that does everyone's head in. But he said that while Gareth Southgate has done great things, they need a more ruthless strategic manager, England do, and he name-checked Jurgen Klopp. What do you think about the theory of that, that they need someone who's more ruthless and more strategic?
Well, I think what happened, you have to look at what Gareth has done in his tenure, and he's brought them to back-to-back world or European Championship finals. He's changed the entire culture of the team. He's got their confidence levels up. England are winning on penalty shootouts. And I think his style has really suited England in to bring them to this level. I mean, the margins last night, I mean, you talk about these games, the margins are tiny. In the World Cup, if Harry Kane hadn't missed his penalty against France, you think of the triple header chance right at the end of the game where Unai Simon saves, Dani Olmo clears off the line. Like, that game could have been 2-2 in the 88th minute, and who knows what would have happened. So these are the margins, and they're tiny margins that dictate a career trajectory and, you know, a legacy almost in some respects. So I would have huge respect for what Gareth Southgate has done. I think he has been really successful in terms of where he's brought England. But sometimes, you know, a team's natural evolution is that you need a manager can bring a team to a point and then, you know, the next one comes in and things change.
All right. We'll see what he, because it's going to be up to him as well. I mean, we know that they would like him to stay, but he might have had enough of it given the experience that he's had. Guillaume, you want to say a really quick word before we finish?
They need another song.
They do need another song. Listen, we're all agreed on that. Football is not coming home. Let's just...
He is. He's coming to my home. I moved some of the books to put the trophy there. It's coming to my home.
It's going to its Spanish home.
30 years ahead, they are in the golden age of English football, of England football. They've been in 3 semi-finals out of 4 tournaments and 2 finals.
Well, listen, as the neutrals all enjoyed it. We loved seeing England there in the final of the Euros, and it was a great win for Spain, and the team that deserved to win it is taking football home. Guillaume, thank you so much, and well done to Spain. And Lisa Fallon, thank you too for being with us back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.